You're listening to The Rush on News Talk 1010 Toronto.
And it is after 4 p.m. on a Friday, so it's time to enter Entertainment Court with Judge Richard Krause.
Order in the Entertainment Court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
Judge Krause, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. We have co-juror Ben Harrison joining us.
Happy to be here.
Shall we get to the first case?
Yes.
In a recent interview, actress and business person Gwyneth Paltrow called the term Nepo baby an ugly moniker and is pushing back against the judgment that exists around kids of famous people. The controversial term, which is defined as a successful celebrity with at least one famous parent, was even added to the dictionary this year. So my question to you is Gwyneth Paltrow being sensitive because she is, in fact, a Nepo baby?
I feel like this label is appropriate and maybe one that could make people sensitive. But I also think that, kids of celebrities are already under a spotlight. I actually am on side with Gwyneth Paltrow on this one.
I think breaking into the industry in Hollywood is such a difficult thing to do that having that leg up of having a famous actor, mom or dad can be such a helping hand that people can see it as unfair, right? But at the same time, when you're acting on screen, acting is one of those professions where you have to be able to sell it. Yeah. And when an actor can't do that, that's it. They're done. So I'm kind of 50-50 on it. I think I'm pro in this case.
All right, well, here's my verdict. I think Gwyneth is on to something here. No one criticizes kids who follow in the footsteps of their doctor or lawyer parents. And how many small businesses advertise themselves as a family business? Should we criticize them because the kids decided to work with mom and dad and perhaps one day take over the business? The fact is, nepotism happens far more often outside of Hollywood than it does in the business. People are quick to go after famous offspring like Jamie Lee Curtis, Kate Hudson, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and Lily Allen simply because they do something similar to their parents. I think denigrating the famous kids of famous people is simply a backhanded and convenient way to diminish the accomplishments of successful people. It should also be noted that simply having famous family members doesn't automatically mean you'll get famous too. It may open some doors, but then it's about talent. At the end of the day, would you mock your plumber because their parents were plumbers? How is being an actor or a musician any different? And that is my verdict.
What is your second case?
Recently, Kevin Spacey was rewarded with a standing ovation after an appearance at a University of Oxford lecture titled What Shakespeare Can Teach Us About Cancel Culture. In what is thought to be his first stage appearance since he was acquitted of sexual assault earlier this year, Spacey delivered a 5-minute scene from Shakespeare's Timon of Athens. Spacey's impassioned performance, prompted by cue cards, was met with a standing ovation and a round of applause that lasted more than 40 seconds. Emma Webb, who was in the audience for Spacey's performance, described it as phenomenal. So my question to you is, with no criminal charges or civil suits pending, is Kevin Spacey back?
I don't think so. I can't separate what we've heard about him over the last few years from the artist that's on screen, right? It's a art from the artist separation, and it's going to be different for everybody. But for me personally, I think he's not the same anymore.
Mm-hmm. People can be many things all at once or at different times, and I don't think that I can see Kevin Spacey the same.
I have no doubt that Emma Webb, who was in the audience for Spacey's performance, is right. Spacey is a phenomenal actor, and I have no doubt that the performance was stellar. But in the court of public opinion, talent is often not enough to win back the public who have now formed an opinion about the actor. Even though his recent past is a litany of not guilty verdicts and there are no further charges against him, he is now simply a distraction. In the old days, many actors didn't reveal much about their lives because if you knew too much about them, you would see them on screen, not the character that they're playing. We now know just enough about Kevin Spacey to make him become a distraction on screen. You'll see the disgraced actor and not the character. And no matter how good an actor he is, that is a high hurdle to get over. He may have been found not guilty of the crimes he was charged with, but as far as Hollywood goes, he is far from uncancelled.
Ooh, Judge Krause, what is your final case?
A recent report from UCLA called Teens and Screens found that 44.3% of the 1,500 adolescents surveyed thinks that romance in media is overused. The study found 51.5% of adolescents want to see content focused on friendships and platonic relationships, more like the characters like Robin and Steve from Stranger Things, than the starry-eyed teen romances that continue to dominate streamers and networks. So my question to you is, are Gen Z the least romantic generation ever, or is there something else going on?
I support this. I think they just want to see other moments in life so you don't feel this pressure to constantly be looking for that one, you know, that one person. There isn't that one person. There are many people. So show us those platonic relationships.
I think audiences just want something real. And it's been a long time since we've had a real rom-com, right? Or just like a real romance where there are two leads. Like, they don't make movies like Love Story anymore, you know, where it feels like these two characters are real and believable. Everything has become so marvelized, if I could say it. There are no romantic heroes, you know, anymore. It just feels like it's been a long time since I've had a movie where I could really believe in these two characters.
Well, here's my verdict. I don't think that the results of this survey are terribly surprising. Post-COVID, and as a result of social media, which isn't nearly as social as the name might suggest, young people are suffering an epidemic of loneliness. Social isolation is as much a threat to public health as obesity and substance abuse, and teens are feeling it in unprecedented numbers. This survey simply suggests that they want to see functional, platonic relationships portrayed in the art that they consume. Romance is fine, and there will always be a staple in movies and television because, after all, who doesn't love love? But realistic, no-frills portrayals of friendship resonate deeply and can be aspirational and perhaps make the adolescents feel less alone. Studies suggest adolescents look to media as a third place where they can connect and have special senses of belonging. And in this era of friendship recession, they're looking for a sense of community wherever they can find it. And that is my verdict.
Thank you so much, Judge Krause.
Thanks for having me.
Wishing you a lovely weekend.
Oh, I'm in for gym tonight. So...
Oh, wonderful. My
weekend starts hours from now.
Well, we, the listener, are grateful to know that we're going to have hours of Richard Krause coming up on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Richard Krause is the judge in entertainment court. And as you heard him mention, he'll be filling in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. That's from 7 to 11 right here on News Talk 1010 Toronto, of course. Coming up on the other side, we're going to have this conversation about the forecast ahead. Brian Lewis is a Monk School senior fellow and former chief economist for the government of Ontario. And there's already some flags here about what's going to be coming from the government on the fall economic statement. Usually people in the province yawn when there's a fall economic statement released, but this report coming from Ontario 360 is flagging that these are not normal times. And so what we see coming down the pipes will be impacted by so many challenges, political, financial, and economic challenges, all facing the Ontario government as they try to put together a fall economic statement. So we'll talk more about that coming up on The Rush, and we have our Smart Speakers here to kick off coming up here to wrap up the 4 o'clock hour on The Rush. Mike Kaycook, Bob Reed, and Jamie Ellerton will be weighing in on everything that's happening around the world. We'll keep our eyes on what's unfolding in the Middle East as well, as there are reports the internet's been cut off and the Israeli military confirming they have expanded their ground operations into the northern part of Gaza. You're listening to The Rush right here on News Talk 1010 Toronto.